Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, in the news, yesterday and today, there's a conference going on in Edinburgh. It's looking at the issues surrounding reform of the Common Agricultural Policy. NFU Scotland's President Nigel Miller is hosting the event together with delegates from the UK, Denmark, Holland, Germany and Ireland. Rural Affairs Minister Richard Lockhead and George Lyon MEP are representing Scotland's point of view, and the whole point of the meeting is to try and come up with alternative proposals to the so-called greening issues, which will potentially cut payments to farmers and force them to create three things. That's ecological focus areas, a three-crop rotation system, and an obligation to what would amount to semi-permanent grassland areas. Now, governments and farmers from all the above countries and more are concerned about the effects on food production at a time when prices and supply of food are under pressure. Here's Nigel Miller with NFU Scotland's point of view.
As we go into a world where food's getting ever shorter, I think there's almost a billion people in the world short of food, actually maintaining that productive capacity through the bad times is vital.
Food security is going to become a bigger issue, isn't it?
It is. It can only grow, and I think that there's the appalling spectacle of people actually starving, but I think there's also the fact that there's a level of malnourishment in the world, and also in Asia there's increasing prosperity. There's a real change in diet, so that rather than relying on rice or vegetable based diets, they are now looking at a more European sort of a selection of foods, and your eggs and meats are a big part of their future, and that's going to really increase demand hugely in agriculture worldwide.
And Alan Smith MEP is concerned about the extra red tape constantly being created in Europe.
We need to cut down on red tape. We talk about it a lot, but we don't do much of it, because everybody comes up with another nifty wheeze and another wee thing that we can add on to a policy. Well, we need to simplify, and we really need to be serious about it, because our citizens expect us to get proper value for money.
And hopefully some common sense will come out of those talks by the end of today. And finally, although the weather's not been up to it lately, barbecue season is actually coming, and Quality Meat Scotland are looking ahead to it with a new guide designed to take the worry out of firing up the barbecue. The guide is available from Scotch Butchers Members Club shops, and to find your nearest, just visit their website, scotchbutchersclub.org. But with that, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.